thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Omri, this evening.
Thank you very much.
Well, day 70 of a hunger strike. Can you tell us what is the message that you want to give to Canadians? What are the reasons for this drastic action that you're taking?
Actually, the reason I start this hunger strike is the condition in solitary confinement at Metro West Detention Center. It is an unbearable condition. It's an inhuman condition in solitary confinement.
And what kind of contact with people are you allowed to have?
Actually, I barely have contact with anyone more than my friend Matthew Beharness or Dana Ralph or a few of the friends which I know or I came to contact with during the time I spent in the jail.
Hassan, do you want to talk about your knee and the very specific demands that you have for your hunger strike?
Actually, the demand was very clear. I'm asking for 1 full hour exercise daily for knee. I have very bad knee. Like, I have pain in my knee for the time I spent crossing legs in my bed, in my cell. It's very small cell. We're not entitled to have more than 5 minutes daily exercise. Under the doctor request, he said you should do more walking. And the jail refused to grant this request. I asked to have some kind of like TV or radio to make myself at least have some active day. You know, I can see news or a movie or know what's going on around of me. I need something to focus on in my cell. I have only 4 walls, nothing else to do, just sit in my bed or reading the whole day. So that was my demand, 1 hour daily exercise, which actually I am entitled under the international law. Every prisoner entitled to have 1 full hour daily exercise. And I'm entitled to have TV and radio inside my cell. And I'm really wonder when I read in the newspaper, I see pictures of these criminal and murder like Paul Bernardo and Carl Hamulka, which they have TV, they have radio, computer, like their own clothes in their cells. I haven't even been charged with a single crime in this country or any other part in this world. So why would I be treated in such? Why they treat me this way? It's inhuman treatment.
How have you tried to bring your demands to the system, to the prison authorities in the past, and what kind of response have you had?
Actually, the response was very shameful, and I'm sorry to say that, excuse my language. They told me very clear, go fuck off and die for whom we care. That's the security manager, Mike Richard. That their answer was very clear to me, we do not care about you if you die.
Tell us about your health right now. How are you doing after 70 days?
Well, I don't know even how to describe it to you, 70 days. With only orange juice. Honest to say, it's very weak and very dizzy, very headache. I can hardly talk or speak loud. I can't speak loudly. I can't even walk now anymore. I just sit and lay down the whole day in my bed. I have been all over my body, being and being and being and being all the time.
And what keeps you going? What gives you strength to continue with this action?
I believe this condition should change. Me or someone other, someone will have to do it. We need to bring the government attention to our condition, the Canadian public to our condition. They should know what's going on with us in here. I believe it's very difficult to continue with this hunger strike. It's the only way for me to do it. I have no other option than go on hunger strike. Hurt my body. I put my life on the line to bring attention to our condition in here. So make me strong, what make me go day by day. I know there is many, many supporters outside who is working for us. And as I say, they have no other option. There's no life in here at all. There is no life at all in this cell.
Now, this isn't the first hunger strike that you've carried out. Can you tell us about the last one, I guess, over a year ago, and the success that you had with your demands in that case?
Actually, it was last couple of years, yes, in October 2003. I did a 39-day hunger strike. I demand heater in my cell and shoes in my feet because my first 3 years in here, they put me in cell, freezing, no heater at all, no enough blankets, and I have no shoes in my feet. The floor is concrete, wall is concrete, you have window, it's bring like cold from outside, and the worst, you have fan in your cell, give you cold air. The sad thing is, they claim there is heater, and that's not true. They said we cannot give him shoes for security reason, which again, not true. There is 700 inmates in this jail who they have shoes in their feet. Why not me? There is no even enough clothes. We went to court after 39 days hunger strike in front of Judge Gantz, and finally he ordered them to give me the shoes and to turn the heat on in myself.
And you are facing the possibility of deportation from Canada under the security certificate process. Can you tell our listeners what is your fear if you are deported from here?
My fear is torture and death. I know I am going to certain torture and death. And I wonder if your listener read the Globe and Mail yesterday and the day before, or they read the story of Abdullah al-Maliki and Ahmed al-Ma'ati. They describe their story in Syria jail in detail, how they've been tortured in Syria. I will be deported to Syria with terrorism allegation on my back. So what do you think the Syrian government will do to me? I am not a Canadian citizen. There is no government will fight to gain my release. I am not even face any allegation in my country. They will beat me in jail. They will torture me or kill me because of the allegation this government put in my back and my family political view.
And what is your demand of the Canadian government in relation to your whole case, the accusations against you? Of course, again, I want to emphasize that there are no charges against you in any country, but what do you want to say to Canada about the security certificate process?
You know what? I am not asking for no more than when everyone, if you guys will ask if he or she is in my shoes. What I am asking is very clear. If I am terrorist, I should be charged. I know what is the evidence against me. And if there is any judge found me guilty, on that time, yes, you can send me to jail. I face terrorism allegation, but I never seen any evidence. Why? Security reason. National security. How could I defend myself against this allegation? I deny it. I deny it. I deny it.
And what do you think the reasons are for the Canadian government to be bringing these allegations against you and against the men who are facing this kind of situation?
To show their neighbor in U.S. that they are participating in the war against terrorists.
So you think this is all about Canada's relationship with our neighbor to the south?
100%, yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, in your case, have you seen any sign of U.S. Involvement?
I have seen nothing in my case at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the politics. That's how the politics work.
Right, yeah.
If they think I am terrorist, why they did not charge me long time ago? Why they did not arrest me 3 years ago when I came to Canada? They said they know everything about me before. Why only after September 11th? What I have to do with September 11th. I'm not even wanted in U.S. No, I'm not wanted in anywhere in this world. Mm-hmm. So why only after September 11th you arrest him and put him in jail?
Now, you recently went for a bail hearing in hopes of being released on bail while this case is being handled, right?
That's correct.
Tell us about some of the people who came and spoke for you, for your right to, be free in Canadian society as this, as the process goes ahead. who came to speak for you?
We have many people who speak there or support by their letter or their name, including Alexander Trudeau or Alexa McDonough, Abby Lewis, Naomi Klein, Heather Malek from the Globe and Mail, and as well my own friend. So there is some support from the Canadian public, which we really appreciate, and I think that will give us more and more hope.
And I read that there were some prison guards who also came and testified in
That's
your favor.
That's correct. There are three prison guards who testified on my behalf in the court, which...
And what did... Were you expecting that?
Actually, I do. These people have been dealing with me for 4 years. And I think it's fair enough to say we've been... We contact with each other. We know each other as a guard and inmate. But still, these people have an eyes and ear. They look to me. They observe me 24 hours a day. They talk to me. See, they found these allegations baseless. Nothing more than politics. When I asked them if they are willing to go and testify in my behalf, they are all said, yes, we will do.
Hassan, is there anything that you would like to say to our listeners before we end our conversation this evening?
I will tell them one thing. We should not judge people based on secret evidence. And I would like to tell them, I am a human being like any one of them. I'm entitled to be treated in such. In this jail, in their prison, they deny me the human being treatment. That's all I can say for them.